everything from business to girl stuff and to other girl stuff, and maybe, I don't know, do makeup and some other kind of stuff like that. So, girl, boss up, tune in every week.
Hey, we're back.
Welcome back.
I hope you guys all tuned in to our first episode that dropped earlier today.
I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah, yes. And let us know what you guys think. Don't be afraid to, like,
DM us on Instagram.
Feedback, good or bad feedback. Right. We are here for it all.
Yeah, we want it all.
We know we can improve.
Yes, for real. Yes,
we know. We are new to this, okay? Yeah. We are not professionals.
Tell us what you think needs to be better, please, because we want to know.
And the things you guys love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I hope you guys are staying blessed and staying safe, and I'm going to... Hope you guys had a good holiday.
Yeah, Halloween.
I hope you guys Halloween was
How was your Halloween weekend, Kayla?
Just big chilling, went to work.
Yeah. What'd you do, Sam?
Worked.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It was like Christmas on DoorDash, guys. Yes.
We just went somewhere Saturday night, but actual Halloween, we just kind of chilled in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't do much. My stepson was with his mom, so Evan didn't want to wear his costume, so I'm not going to take a regular dressed kid trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
And he was in a mood, too, so I was like, no.
Yeah.
Just cuddle.
I'm not really a Halloween girl. I don't know.
Well, I mean, we're older now, so.
Yeah. We were supposed to dress up.
Yeah. We
were supposed to have a whole ass party, remember?
Yeah, by the way, we literally, we're going to go back.
Yeah.
I got a hat, and we, filled up.
We each put three ideas of three costumes, and then we each randomly picked.
Yeah.
And
we got what we got.
I told Sam in court I was going to pick fairy for the longest.
Yeah, I got fairy.
And
I got
Sam
the
got
short
fairy.
End of the freaking stick.
I got a Bratz doll, which is what you put down.
Yeah, and then I got the devil, Sam.
Which is,
fairy. But it didn't work out, so we'll try again next year.
Technical difficulties with her.
Sorry, y'all. Yeah. My bad.
So just let it fall through.
Next year, tune in on Girl Boss Up
for the costume. Maybe we'll throw a Girl Boss Up Halloween party.
Oh, yeah.
For our 1 year anniversary.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
I'm so down for that.
Hold us to it, guys.
Yeah, hold us to it because we can bring all our girl bosses up here.
That would be cool.
Party it up. Yes, I love this outfit.
So today...
Got exciting things for you today.
We interviewed with Sean Samuels, and it went super good, and we're excited for you to hear how it went. Should we just get into it?
Yeah, we'll get right into it.
Alrighty, let's get into that. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
What is going on?
Happy Wednesday, Junior.
Yes, I love all the juniors. How are you? We're super excited to have you on.
No, it's an honor to be here with you guys. I really appreciate you reaching out and saying, hey, we want you on our podcast. I really think this is an awesome thing that you guys are doing. You guys are just doing the damn thing. Rocket ship emoji.
Yes.
Women entrepreneur just out there killing it, right? And so this is the next step in your guys's empire. So glad to be here.
Yeah.
And you're doing the damn thing too.
Yeah.
So what?
Look at you go.
I appreciate it. Yep. That's what we're all doing right now in this crazy, crazy time, right? So yeah.
Fun.
Well, Sean, introduce yourself.
Yes.
And what do you do? Tell us about yourself. Let them know who you are.
So. So I'm Sean Samuels. Sean is S-H-A-U-N, not seen, not S-H-A-W-N, S-H-A-U-N. My little intro there. So I am a brand and portrait photographer. I've been doing photography for about 4.5 years and some change. I'm also an entrepreneur coach with the Grit to Grace program. So basically what that is I help small businesses, entrepreneurs, everything from life coaching, accountability coaching, media coaching, get them to the next level with their brand and business. So my passion is helping people. My previous experience has been in recruiting and staffing. I was with Robert Half for over 5 years as a staffing manager, and most recently with Opportunity Junction the last 3 years, where I was business services manager, where my role was to work with employers and help people get back to work, job training and job placement. And I just left my 9-to-5 to go full-time photographer and coach about 4 weeks ago, about a month. So I left the the comfort zone of the full-time salary and benefits to jump out and do full entrepreneurship.
Yes.
And it's been amazing. So, what else?
I'm so proud of you. I just want to say,
like,
so
congratulations. Yeah.
So Sean is actually my coach.
Yes.
And so, yeah. So I'm just so glad that he's on here, and I'm just so proud just to have seen you in just like the last year, mm-hmm. just completely change and grow. Yeah.
And it takes courage to really jump out there full force and just say, I'm doing it 100%.
Mm-hmm. No, that's very true. And I'm, you know, it's great you say courage, because, you know, that's definitely one of the words that can best describe this last 2 years, right?
Right.
And,
yeah.
you know, it really takes that momentum and that courage to say, you know what, I want to leave the 9-to-5 and I want to go and go full throttle with entrepreneurship. And it's been great, and I want to use this to kind of inspire and motivate people that maybe are circling the idea of leaving their 9-to-5 or making or scared to take that next step. And I want to inspire them and say, hey, anybody can do it, you know. And so you know, here we are.
They can, because it's a mind thing.
Yeah, trust yourself.
Like,
and
trust you.
Yes.
Yeah, that's love that.
Super good. So tell us a little bit about your photography business. Maybe some of your like favorite things about it, maybe some things you don't like so much.
The pros and cons.
Yeah.
All the good stuff, right? So I specialize in branding and portraiture photography. So what is that? Branding. So I love working with businesses where they need photos for their social media, their website. You know, consistent branding is key, right? As a business, you guys know this. Content is king, right? So you're always needing content, whether it's every season, maybe even every week, who knows, right? And so I love going to a business, identifying what brand they want to visually capture and capture, whether they want some shots of their products or they want some lifestyle headshots. And then I also specialize in portrait photography, so everything from families, engagements, couples. I do boudoir, so I love the whole self-confidence piece, being able to work with my clients in that realm and say, hey, I want to do this for myself, or I want to do this for my spouse, or I want to embrace who I am and just go and have fun and create. I also do landscape photography too. So what I originally had started was doing landscape photography, and then I transitioned into doing portraiture and branding photography. So you asked me what I like. I think the whole client experience. I love working with people and figuring out, okay, what exactly are they looking for? When they reach out to me, hey, Sean, I'm looking for branding photos, or I'm looking for couples of me, pictures of me and my, you know, fiance, or whatever the case may be, or even boudoir. So I love, you know, to talk with a client and figure out exactly what they're looking for. And also co-create. I'm very huge on the word co-creating, because I firmly believe that it's a partnership with these photo shoots. You know, Courtney, okay, you guys know, you're going to be knowing soon. We're all doing a big photo shoot coming up. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
The whole idea of coming together and saying, hey, this is what I want to capture, and then bringing our skill sets and experiences and what we're looking for together in creating something epic, right? So that's what I love best about working with clients. I guess the negative things or things I'm just like, the first thing that comes to my mind is I'm huge when it comes to tagging. I'm a huge advocate about when clients repost, you know, our images. I say ours, you know, fellow photographers, videographers, even brands too, you know, your guys' businesses and stuff like that. You guys know it's brand tagging is key on social media.
Oh, yeah.
That's our butter. And so when I see something like, you know, whether necessarily it's my picture, but if it's somebody else's picture too, you know, I'm a firm believer, like, you need to tag everybody involved in that image, right? Everything from the skincare to the clothing to the photographer to the hair and makeup. I mean, there's so many things that are going to variables when it comes to the photos. So when I see clients not do that, it definitely, you know, it stirs the pot a little bit, because I'm a huge advocate for making sure we're giving credit where credit is due.
Totally.
So,
yeah,
I think that's 100%. One of like the first things I noticed about your page, like that stood out to me when I started following you, is I noticed like on every post you would have a list of just
like,
people you tagged.
Yeah. And you tagged the picture,
was
the whole picture,
everything,
just filled.
From everything from how you got there to how you left, like everything
but
that happened.
I love
in between.
That. Everyone gets the recognition, even if you, you know, you don't see or know that was them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. It's key. I mean, that's, you know, it's, you know, makes us feel appreciative of all the hard work we put into our image.
Right.
I think the other thing that I'm don't like is, you know, when people add filters to the images, you know, that's like, you know, that's literally like just a gut shot to us photographers, you know, when, you know, you take a picture of somebody or whatever and they add some stupid Instagram filter or face tune it up, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, it don't do it, guys. I'm a media advocate. You're listening to this and you're that person that's going to throw some crappy filter on and are already edited, time, blood, sweat, and tears put into that image. Don't do it, because it just, it decredits our value. And also it's not right. And so, you know, if you have, you know, an issue with your photos and things of that nature, talk to your photographer. Hey, you know, blah, blah, blah. Or even before that, before you, when, as you're vetting photographers, it's very important to really look at their style. Ask questions. Don't look at necessarily just one image. Look at their feed on Instagram. Look at their portfolio website and really say, okay, does this capture me? And then ask those questions when you're talking to your photographer. Because again, adding a filter, it's just wrong. Don't do it. Yeah.
It's like, I mean, it's like putting like steak sauce on like a $100 steak that you get at like a fancy steakhouse. Like, yeah, it's just 100%. Disrespectful to the like person that made it.
With ketchup or something? Yeah. 100%.
It's just like, it's 100%. Disrespectful.
It's a great analogy.
Yeah.
Don't do it. No, don't do it.
Yeah, or if you get your lashes done and you go and put a strip lash over it, like, what? Yeah. What's the point?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Literally.
That is disrespectful. Yeah.
What were some of the hardships that you faced when you were first starting out?
Good question. So starting out, I think, and you guys kind of touched this on your guys' podcast episode one, is, you know, when you're starting out is, you know, okay, like, what do I charge? And the most, like, okay, how am I going to find those clients? You know, start with your family and your friends, and you're trying to, like, finagle and figure things out, right? And so I think it's in the beginning, it was just finding those clients and, you know, and the buy-in, where people trust, okay, I'm going to pay you and take my photos. So I think in the beginning, that was kind of the struggle, just trying to figure things out. But it was like a snowball, you know. As I started figuring things out, I realized, like, oh my gosh, this is freaking amazing. And it just kind of steamrolled from there. So I think it initially finding those clientele, and then also finding my style, you know. I think as photographers, we go through so many different styles, so many different, you know, preset styles, and, you know, everything from light, airy to moody to whatever the case is. And so trying to find my style, and after 4 years, I finally found my style. But who knows? I say that now, and I can change.
Yeah, it could change.
Exactly. So,
well, your style right now is bomb. Like, right. If you guys have not checked out his page, go right now, because, like, the last few months have just been fire after fire after fire.
Yeah, and I'm like, I know so that was Sean.
Yes. Yeah, you just know. You look at a photo, and you know that is Sean Sanders.
Yeah, 100%. You're awesome at what you do.
Yeah.
Thanks, ladies. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay, Sean. So I have a question. So I know we just said that you're my coach, and the whole coaching process so far, I know we're still in it, but it has been amazing. Can you tell us a little bit about why you started, like, what made you want to become a coach and what led you there?
Yeah, absolutely. So about last November, so like a year ago, you know, I've always been in the business of helping people, whether I was a staffing manager, recruiter, help people find work, helping employers, helping clients with photography. So always been a business of helping people. Last November, I kind of hit a wall, you know, with everything with COVID and just in my personal life, I just realized that, you know, I was depressed, you know, and I kind of had suppressed it for so long. And just one day, I just hit me just like a truck, right? And so I was just like, man, I was burned out from photography and with between.
Oh, no. We might have lost him for a second. Sean,
are we back?
Oh, there we go.
Okay.
We're back.
Okay. I'll back up a couple seconds.
Okay. So
I hit a wall. You know, I was depressed. I burned out from photography, COVID, just the whole working at home, and just everything came just crashing down. And so I'm like, okay, I needed a reset. So it so happened that I had met up with my friend Ashley Cook Adair, who is the creator and designer for the Grit to Grace program. Photographer, model, entrepreneur, just the bomb.com. And so her and I did a photo shoot. I shot her at Big House Beans local coffee shop. And then she's like, hey, I have this coaching program I'm rolling out. And Ashley is somebody who had helped me 4 years ago when I first got in photography. And so we talked, and I said, hey, this sounds something like that I need. And I think also I need to invest in myself. I never was one to invest in myself. You know, yeah, I'd buy clothes, buy camera equipment, go on vacations, all that craziness. But I needed something to invest in myself that's going to help me be better in my personal and professional life. And so that's what drew me to Grit to Grace. I was a participant back in November of last year. Went through the 3-month program. Then I did a second leg, which is the Grit to Growth program, which is more tailored towards your business. And I just found a new sense of purpose. And my purpose is to inspire and help people with my skills, whether it's finding a job or photography. And so then Ashley opened up the floodgate to say, hey, I want to bring on, you know, myself and two other ladies as co-coaches and coach the program to other business owners, entrepreneurs. Hence, Courtney and I began working with each other. So that was kind of my journey with the Grit to Grace. Also, the big piece of it, too, as always, was a yes person. I would say yes, even if I was just exhausted and I didn't want to do it. That was in my personal life and in my professional life. I took clients I probably should not have taken because I was like, yeah, I didn't want to disappoint them. And so it really took me to go through Grit to Grace to figure out who my ideal client is and figure out that, you know what? I need to say no and be okay with it and not walk away and be like stressed out about it. And so it allowed me now to this day to say, nope, I'm good. Or you know what? I'm not the best person for that. Or I'm not interested. Thank you. And refer you to somebody else. So that's my whole journey. Yeah. Coaching.
Yeah. I will say the same for me. When I signed up for the program and stuff, I was very like, at first I was like, I even told Ashley, I was like, I'm not going to do it this round. I'm going to wait until later. I was like, I'm going to put it off. And then I was literally thinking about it for maybe 30 minutes. And I was sitting there like, I'm not going to tell myself no again. And this isn't something that's just like wasting money. I'm investing in myself. And I was like, I messaged her right back and I was like, actually, never mind. Let's do it. And I'm glad I did.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I hear so many great things about you guys and when she gets off calls from you and all that
and
stuff.
And it's definitely changing you as a person.
Yeah. I've grown so much in my business, in my personal life.
Yeah, mentally.
Yeah. No, I enjoy our Wednesdays, Courtney. And it's, and, you know, it's funny because our sessions are supposed to be an hour, and Courtney and I always go like 1:30. We're just on it, right? We just go. And I'm like, okay, I need to be respectful of both our times, you know. But you know, we just go on a roll, and I'm super proud of you, just your growth. I'm proud of all you guys. You guys, like, you know, seeing this and like when you guys start doing your coffee meetings and things like that, and just obviously getting to know. You know, Sammy and Caleb more, you know, with the pop-ups in the last, you know, few months, you guys are just grinding and you're passionate about what you do. And it shows. You guys are just not sitting there like, oh, I'm just doing this thing, get a couple extra dollars. And this, it is what it is. You guys are doing the grind, doing Courtney's pop-ups. You guys are always like a unit. You know, you guys come into the coffee shop, like we're about to wreck some shit up, you know? But you know, you guys have that confidence piece where you sit down, like literally I'm not, you know, for all you viewers, you know, I hang out at Big House Beans every day, and they're already there. You know, I was there. You know, I'm not spying on them. I was just already sitting there. Not a creeper.
The creeper in the corner with the corner is just like sitting there, a little, you know. Joe. But
seeing you guys, you know, doing the work, but also most importantly, you guys are bringing the community together. Courtney, you are bringing everybody together, and that's what it's all about. So is bringing everybody together. That's how we all win and all eat if we work together and not against each other.
We all gotta eat. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
We can't all be stuck.
That is
together.
One thing that I love about each of us, that we care about others. We don't just, you know, none of us are selfish, and we all just want everyone else to succeed. And it shows like when we're at pop-ups, like I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off, and you two are handling everything, helping other people over here, talking it up, you know, making sure everyone is okay. And like like turn around and I'm like, well, everything's covered, like they've got it handled. And you guys are just really like bossed. Stepped it up. Yeah, you've bossed up.
We've bossed up.
Okay, Sean, one of our Instagrammers had a question for you.
Oh, nice.
And
okay.
It was, I'm kind of quoting it here because I forgot to write it down, but it was like, what made you confident enough to leave your 9-to-5 job?
You know, it's so fresh, right? I think ultimately you know, I have to thank COVID, you know, as all the negative things have gone on this last 2 years, we're not, you know, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, but I think what it was, it just opened up my eyes and perspective. And it's funny because I've had my family, I had my friends keep saying, when are you going full-time? When are you going full-time? I'm like, nah, that ain't me, you know, because I was comfortable, right? And so I hit a point where I felt like, okay, in order for me to go next level and take my coaching and my photography to the next level, I have to leave the nest, you know? And it was a lot of back and forth, right? Just with anything, you're like, oh my gosh, salary and benefits, a big what if over here. But I also went really dug down, and I've had conversations with friends and family and conversations with myself, is realizing that I'll be okay. That I'm confident in my skills and abilities to knowing that I'll be just fine. If I go in and coaching and photography just goes down the drain, I know if I needed to go back to a 9-to-5, I'm very confident that I can go back into a 9-to-5 because nobody wants to work anymore. Hence, there's a lot of jobs out there. And so realizing that piece and the other side of me trying to go forward with my passion with photography and coaching, I had to leave the nest. I had to jump out and just go. And so doing it has had so much freedom that it's, you know, I'm only about 3.5-4 weeks removed. And so it's just a great feeling. You know, I do miss working with my people, but at the end of the day, they all had my full, they all supported me 110%. And they knew this is my passion, is going with the direction with my photography and coaching. So again, realizing that I'll be okay. And that's for anybody. If you're looking to leave your 9-to-5, you know, look, you're like, I don't want to leave because I have a huge salary, or I don't want to leave because of the benefits, or blah, 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 right? Really realize that you'll be just fine. You know, I get it, everybody's situation is different, but, you know, just you got to be confident in yourself and your skill sets, and that, okay, I'm going to write down everything that I can do that I'm good at and I'm passionate about, and confident in, and that's going to take you, propel you to the next level. So that was my realization, and I just pulled the trigger. You know, I'm the type of person that creates plans, and like, I'm going to do a plan before I quit. But then I said, all right, draft up the email, send it to my boss, and said, hey, I'm putting my 30 days notice in, and here we are. So,
well, yeah, and big rewards come with big risks. They don't come from staying comfortable.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. So that's.
Did you always think this was your passion, like photography?
You know, I've always liked photography, but I never really acted on it until like 4 years ago. And then my little brother is a videographer, and I one day was like, hey, I'm going to go buy the same camera you have. And it was a Canon T6i Rebel. So if y'all know the Rebel camera, it's a great camera, good starter camera.
I think that's what I have. It's sitting in a closet somewhere.
A lot of people have it. I always recommend it for people who are jumping into photography, or they need a nice camera but don't want to spend hella money at first. So went and bought the camera. I started shooting landscapes, started shooting random, you know, friends and family, and then just kind of steamrolled. So I feel like photography, art runs in my family. My mom is a painter, drawer. My little brother's a videographer. So, like, it runs in our blood. And so I always felt like I wanted to be in some kind of art. I wanted to be an art teacher originally. But then that just evolved into photography. And then obviously attaching my coaching to it as well. So I think I would have ended up in the arts, but like painting and drawing, but never would have thought photography. And here we are. So.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. It's just, it's just cool how sometimes you don't always know, like, right away what you want to do or where what your passion is going to be one day, because it could literally come to you at any point.
And no, for real. Could like I said, everything. In one, like, COVID hit and I just freaking graduated high school. Right. I'm like, what am I going to do? Right. I'm not going to cosmetology school.
Yeah,
like,
in this world. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm like, okay, eyebrows. Yeah. All right, maybe
I can make that work.
Yeah. But yeah.
Fun. Okay, Sean, do you have any questions for us?
Yeah,
so let's see here. I'll just go down, just be for each of you guys. So what's one piece of value, so I call like value bomb, or like a tip that you would give someone that's just starting out as an entrepreneur?
Be confident in what you do, and make it your own. Like, don't look at, like, you can be inspired by other people's work, but twist it and make it your own, because no one's absolutely going to be you. There can be so many, like, yeah, makeup artists, and but who's gonna be, you know,
you. Yeah,
you know, like, yeah, make, yeah, it your own, you know?
Have, yeah,
you know,
I would say having like a strict set of, not like ethics necessarily, but like policy. Know, yeah, know what kind, yeah, of you want with like your policies and what you want, stick to it, because I feel like being an entrepreneur, a lot of times people can try to walk over you, and they, yep, can walk, yeah, as far as you allow them to, but if you stick to what you know you want and what you know you'll allow, then you'll be
yeah, okay. I would, yep, say be yourself, stick to who you are, stay true to your beliefs, your brand, whatever you're creating. Don't let people attack you and try to, you know, change how you run your business or whatever. And then I would also say find someone in your realm of like business that's like years ahead of you, or, you know, at least advanced, more advanced than you, and learn from them, and, you know, not necessarily like be their friend, but you know what I mean,
have,
but just
someone,
like,
you can look,
yeah,
up to,
you, yeah, can look up to them, yeah, have conversations with them, maybe, you know, meet them if they're local to you, meet them for a coffee, you, yeah, know, once a, yeah, month, or, you know, just like try to learn from them.
Yeah, you 100%. Can learn so much from other people, yeah, even if they're not in the exact, mm-hmm, same business that you're in. Being,
right,
a business owner, it,
yeah,
all comes with the same things,
yeah,
regardless,
yeah,
of what you're doing. And it's never, and you can never go wrong with getting advice from other people, and,
right,
you know,
that's how you grow your mind.
Yeah, yeah. And take care of yourself. Don't go trying
100%.
To build this huge brand or this huge company and work yourself, you know, from 2 a.m. to 8 p.m. and, you know, you,
yep,
don't sleep, you don't see your family, you don't see your kids, or whatever,
yeah,
the case, you don't see your friends. And you kind of just like lose who you are in,
yeah,
taking care of yourself, because,
yeah,
that can happen very quickly.
You need to,
and I think
fill
we
yourself.
All we've all experienced that in different ways, and,
yeah,
just how,
mm-hmm,
we have kind of let self care slide, or we don't really think about ourselves or our feelings or how, you know, we should feel about a situation, and we kind of just like let it slide, and then you have to kind of sit back and think like, I'm focusing on me, my business, my goals, and that's what I have to do.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself first, because,
yeah,
if you don't, you can't help anyone else.
Yeah.
That's
definitely.
That's, I mean, that's that should be on a t-shirt, bumper sticker.
Or, you know, a next shirt you're going to make.
Our new merch.
Next shirt, because, you know, like you said, you can't, if you don't take care of yourself, you can't show up for your friends, your family. You got to show up for yourself, you know, and,
yeah,
it's especially that also with your business. If you not are 100%, your business won't be 100%. So very keen about self-care. Even if it's like, for you moms out there, you got to go sit on the toilet and lock the door because your kid's banging on the door, and you put your AirPods in for like 20 minutes and just listen to some straight up Tupac or some gangsta shit, you know.
No, for real.
That's what you got to do, right? So make sure self-care is number one priority.
Yes.
Can't say that enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the number one. Because if you start to lose what you love about your business, if you start to lose why you started your business or what made you even want to do it in the first place, it just leads you down a hole, and then you lose loving what you do.
Yeah, I wrote that down. Remember your why.
Yeah.
Always remember your why on why you started, because then that just brings back the fun on why you wanted to do it. You know, the enjoyment.
Right.
Like, yes, I get to go to work today. You know what I mean? Like, some people are like,
yeah,
ugh, I don't want to go to work. Like, that's how I feel sometimes.
If you love,
like,
what you do, it's not a job.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Very true.
Yeah.
That's actually funny you say it, Kayla, because that's my next question, is what are each of your guys' whys? Like, why do you do what you do?
Ooh, okay.
For the smile on my client's face after, you know, they just, having them feel more confident in their true skin.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
no filter, no makeup, just their true selves, and them loving it, because,
right,
Your skin is the best foundation,
no,
you can have.
No facts.
You know? And if you're not happy with what's under it, you're not going to be happy with what you put over,
mm-hmm,
it, no matter what you,
yeah,
put over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you do a good job with that, too.
Yeah.
You're always
definitely
trying to get the most out of people's faces, really digging in there.
Right.
You're getting,
oh
me.
Gosh, you're getting it. My why? I would definitely say making people confident in their skin, but my why on why I really started was my mom's friend. She had cancer and had no eyebrows, no hair, and it made me like so emotional. and I wanted to give her eyebrows so bad, and I was like, oh my god, I need to bless her. And I was like, bless, that is my name. I'm like, that's my why, because I just want to bless people today. I just want to make them smile and make them days.
I love that, Kayla.
Yeah, I wake up in the morning like, dang, I have eyebrows. I don't need to do anything. Like, hey.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I would say my why, I kind of covered this in the last episode, but I really just did it because I didn't want to go back to work after I had my son. I really didn't. But I couldn't, my personality, I couldn't see myself just being a solid stay-at-home mom and not having anything to, like, occupy my time. Because I'm just, like, I get bored easily, so I need something new happening. So it was like I couldn't just sit at home and be a stay-at-home mom and do the same house chores every day. And it just, you know, it's on a repeat. It just, that wasn't going to be for me, and I knew that. But I also didn't want to go back to work. So I was like, I need to figure this out. And then when the whole t-shirt thing kind of happened, I was like, this is taking off. It's happening. And now let's invest some money in it. And now it's a successful business.
Yeah,
it's doing great. Yeah, that's my why.
I love
my
it.
My kids, my family, having a memorable childhood and experience for my kids.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. Because, I've been seeing some TikToks. Yeah. Oh my god, real quick. This lady.
Oh, are we gonna talk about the name?
Yeah, real quick, because this lady stuffed her finger down this kid's throat.
She was like the babysitter.
She was on a nanny cam, and like she was stuffing his food down his
throat. She have his legs like taped to the high chair?
She was like holding his arms back too. He was in his high chair. I felt so bad for this kid, but
I would have
disclaimer real quick, but like yeah. It was Mamie.
I would have been in jail.
No.
If I would have seen on my nanny cam some person, I don't care who they are, holding my baby down, shoving food down my baby's throat, saying, You wanna eat it?
You're a stay at home mom because things like that happen. You have to bring that up. Like, God bless Billy for not being you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I mean it's not always the being a stay-at-home mom is not an easy job at all.
Yes, definitely.
At all. But the rewards of it, I mean, I can't sit here and lie. Like, it is nice at times, you know?
Yep.
And you don't have to wake up at 4 a.m. to get ready to go to work. And you know what I mean? Like, okay, yeah, there's nights when the babies wake up at 4 a.m., but, you know, I'm in bed snuggling them, not going to work. So.
And you don't get to, and a lot of times when you're at work all day, you miss out.
You miss
on like
little
the first
things.
Steps, you know, like when they first lift their head up, like, you know, you get to experience those things with your kid, which is great too.
Yeah. The only downside is they're very clingy kids when they're always with you. They have a hard time not being with you.
Most definitely.
Yeah. He is definitely a mama's boy.
Definitely mama's boy.
Yeah.
He does not get away from his mama at all. He does not like being away.
Well, stay home mom, you know, I always kind of look at it, you know, or just the mom or dad, stay home dad too, you know, can't gotta get a shout out to the dads too.
Yeah. No, for real.
You know, it's like 14 jobs in one, right? You know, especially, you know, if you're a stay home parent and you're also trying to run a business or start something, you know, obviously in the age of COVID, everybody is starting businesses, right? Okay, I'm a stay-at-home mom and I'm bored. You know what? I always wanted to do charcuterie boards. I always wanted to create shirts or skincare or whatever the case is, you know. And so it's that whole mindset. But, you know, Court, you touched on the whole, you know, you love, there's a lot of crazy, but you also love the great moments. Like you guys said, you won't necessarily miss out on, you know, the first walk, but maybe if you were stuck going to San Francisco there and back, you know, 4 hours a day commuting, you know, shout out to all the commuters out there because you guys are real MVPs.
For real.
Yeah. Especially the gas prices and stuff and, you know, and bridge toll and all that thing. So
the gas prices now. Can I just say that real quick? I'm sorry.
About to get a horse in a minute. Shoot.
Right. It is too much.
Yeah, it definitely has its benefits being a stay-at-home mom, but it also has its headaches.
Yeah.
It's just like any job. It has love your your coworkers some days, and some days your coworkers suck.
I'm wearing your glasses, and you're just like, I don't want to talk to you. I can drink my coffee and just, you know, just don't talk to me. No.
Yeah.
No yep.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. All right, Sean. Do you have any more questions for us?
Girl boss up. So where did the name come from? How did that name originate?
That's a great question.
So
we had been thinking about the podcast for a while. We were like, finally, like, okay, we need to name it because we can't do anything until we name it. Like, we don't. What are we going for?
We were brainstorming for so long. Like what are good?
This
names?
Has been what, months? Like,
yeah,
it's been a while.
Mind you, we do this on a daily. Like, this is just a daily thing.
Yeah.
We talk outside like this, all the time and just chill because. I don't know. We just love expressing our feelings. Like, we just be going on rants.
We like
about
to have
stuff.
Conversations about our businesses, about life.
Yeah,
about...
and we always inspire each other. I love that the most. Like, giving each other ideas and throwing each other, like, no, girl, you should have done this. Or, no, girl, do this instead of that. Like, I love that because that's helping me as a business owner. Like, okay, that looks better on other people's perspectives.
Yeah.
I love that.
But yeah, no, we literally are always together.
No,
like.
For real.
I mean, I don't think I really, unless we're out of town, I don't think we've gone a day without seeing each other. Unless we're just like jam-packed busy and there's no time. But usually we're doing whatever we're doing together, so we're together.
We're like, might as well make it a
thing. Right, and if it's like, you know, if it's me or you, or if it's you and Kayla, like it's, at some point in time, there's always some kind of talk going on amongst us,
literally.
And we were just like, we need a podcast because we'll be sitting out there with the best conversations.
Literally.
And we're like, if this
Why
was
recording,
yes,
right?
Yeah, like, can I just hit record on some of these conversations?
Like, pause on that conversation.
Yeah.
Okay, play.
And then the girl boss said, how did we even? I honestly,
we were just sitting on the couch and we wanted wings as our.
Angel wings
was like our big like focus is to like grow your wings.
But we didn't want it to be like grow your
wings.
We
wanted something like, just like simple and just out there like girl.
Simple
like
but phrase. Bold.
But bold,
yes.
Right.
Gets
like
to
girl.
The point.
Like,
it sums up exactly what we're doing and what we're going for in a phrase.
Right.
Exactly. Like,
and we're going
girl boss up. Yeah. Like for real.
Like in your personal life, boss up, in your professional,
mental life. All of it.
All of it.
You can always There's always room to elevate.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Regardless of where you're at, you can just always go forward still.
You can always learn. You can always do better. You can always achieve the next thing. Like, there can always be a goal.
100%.
That is a good question for you, Sean. What is your goals in your business? Like, what is your future? Like, where do you see yourself in the next year to 2 years?
Good question. You know, I think number one is... you know, as I take it to the next level, you know, look to purchase my own home. I think that's definitely number one. I think this, you know, that's like a, you know, business and personal. But I think more so with business is, I want to travel, do photography. Like I want to be able to do like brand shoots, like, you know, a company and I don't know, Florida says, hey, we found your work, or we love your work. We want to fly you out and do some brand work. Or maybe like a hotel hits me up and says, hey, we want to do some like lifestyle photos, you know, where you get to bring a model or bring somebody and create some content. So I guess traveling the world and doing and creating content, getting paid for it would be super dope. Mm-hmm. I want to be in National Geographic. You know, I want to sit there with the camouflage, with the big ass 600 millimeter lens, take a picture of a lion devouring an antelope, you know, and just, you know, and capturing some epic image. And then that gets plastered in a National Geographic. Like that's like top right there. Like
that's
like the end game. Like, you know, would be like, yeah, that would be
that's
super
epic.
Dope.
I love that.
But I think continuing to just inspire people, you know, whether it's with my photography or helping them get a job, you know, just doing the things that I love doing, just keep that consistency. And also, be, you know, it's great to, you know, be making a living off that, but also just really helping and educating people. And really, another goal I have is I want to bring the community even more together. You know, Cordy and I have talked about this in our coaching one-on-ones. It's just the whole idea of networking and bringing everybody together. I touched on this earlier when I talked about if we all work together, we all eat.
Yeah.
You know, don't talk shit about your competition behind their back. Don't make some snarky Instagram comment or, you know, oh, blah, 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 blah. Look, so-and-so is doing this or whatever the case is. Let's just work together. There's plenty of clients for all of us.
Yeah.
You know, especially in Brentwood, it's probably like a million photographers just in Brentwood.
Yeah.
And freaking awesome. It's great to see everybody's styles. Everybody's different. And meeting photographers, you guys know, if you met me in public, you know, I'm always like, hey, I'm Sean. Who are you? Like, I'm all about connecting people.
Yeah.
And refer each other. You know, I'm a huge advocate about that is refer, you know, don't, you know, if somebody hits you up and says, and you say, sorry, I can't serve you, or my books are busy or I'm unavailable. don't just say sorry, but take a step further. Hey, you know what? I know somebody that I would love to refer you to. And that right there, it completes the whole process. And that client's going to remember that. The client is like, wow, they couldn't help me, but they refer me over to Courtney or refer me over to Sammy or to Kayla or whatever the case is. That is freaking awesome. I appreciate you. And you're doing, you know, giving the client a way forward. So I want to continue to be an advocate for that and really stress that importance of community over competition. You guys have probably seen the hashtag and you hear it everywhere, but really that's the goal. That's the key. If everybody's worked together, we're all going to win. We're all going to eat. But, you know, again, that it's a process. And I know those people like to work by themselves, and that is okay. That is their prerogative, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when you align yourself with people, like-minded individuals like you ladies and like myself, we're all working together, right? Whether it's photography or with this podcast, is we have to support each other, you know, doing shout outs, you know, things of that nature. So that's another goal. And I think that another goal of mine, gosh, like somebody going through my head. Yeah, you know what? That's it for right now. I'm sure.
That's enough on my plate. Okay, I know I did want to touch a little bit on Instagram because you are like an Instagram guru. It seems like you know everything about Instagram. Talk to us a little bit about how, like, when you started your photography page, like how you grew it to where it is now, and any like tips you have for anybody that's trying to get more likes, get more followers, get more interaction.
Yeah,
all that.
Yeah, no, you know, Instagram is the tool, right? Especially for us small businesses, you know, everybody's got like, oh, what's your Instagram, right? And, you know, so I think number one thing is consistency is key. You guys touched on this on your first podcast, which I loved how you guys talked about that, you know, by the way, it was super awesome. Consistency is key. You know, if you sit there and you dwell like, oh, do I post this or I don't know what to post, and take the time. Yes, it takes time to create your content and do content planning and things of that nature, but consistency is key. Posting every day, interacting, starting conversations. On your post too, you also want to figure out who your ideal client is. Okay, this is my product or service, so who am I serving? So you really need to ask yourself, who is my ideal client? If you don't know who that, how to do that, I can help with that. But definitely knowing your ideal client is super key, because then when you start creating your content that's speaking to your ideal client and customer. Number three is really looking at your insights on your Instagram and your business page and really figuring out, okay, what are my best times to post and sticking to those things, right? If your high audience is at 6 o'clock at night, make sure you write that down. Make a note of that and create a post that you post right there and then to capture your audience. Hashtags, you know, everyone's favorite thing in the world, hashtags, is definitely, you want to be smart and strategic about them. You know, I saw a post a while back that literally it was in simple terms. It was like, look at, okay, what are you posting? Okay, it's a picture of a candle. So then you really like, you look at your picture. Okay, is it a seasonal candle? Okay, it's November. Okay, November, Thanksgiving. So you want to start thinking of things based on what that picture is or where that video is, and really utilizing smart hashtags and using like local stuff too as well. You know, look it out if it's in Brentwood, make sure you have a Brentwood one in there. I stay away from like simple hashtags like hashtag photographer. That has like 20 billion hashtags. Nobody's gonna see my stuff. But like one of the ones I use that's very successful for me is Barrier Photographer, and I've gotten a lot of clients from that hashtag. And so also another way for Instagram too is have a call to action. Is you want to your post, what do you want your clients to do? Do you want them to, you know, get that special you have on your sweaters, or, you know, do you ask them a question, you know, what inspires you? Or, hey, you know, I'm a, you know, mom life, you know, my kid's been throwing up all day, I haven't showered all day, can anybody else relate? You know, and, you know, again, somebody sees that and it sparks that. Or are you trying to inspire somebody saying, hey, you know, I'm starting my business, blah, 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 blah. I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm doing the damn thing all day and night, but I also have this very successful business, and anybody can do it. And so are you trying to inspire somebody? So having a call to action is super key when it comes to your Instagram. And then I would say collaborating, you know, and obviously, mm-hmm. you know, what that means is, like, you know, aligning yourself with other people, business owners, and showcasing, hey, I'm working with this person. You know, it doesn't always have to be like, oh, Courtney is paying me XYZ, or this is my paying client. Work with people, say, hey, maybe you can work out a trade, or maybe you meet for coffee and you tag them. You're shouting each other out. That's not costing you guys anything, right? Mm-hmm. So I think collaboration and teamwork, you know, showcasing that on Instagram. Now they have that new collaboration tool on Instagram, which is super dope. If you haven't seen it, check it out. That. It's a game changer, and it's finally helping us entrepreneurs. So yeah, I think that's, I mean, I could go on Instagram for a minute, but those are some of the things that, and so.
Yeah. I need to pick your mind on Instagram, because that's a key.
The collab.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know how to do that.
You tag, like, instead of on, like, when you go to post, when there's like the tag button to tag people under it, now there's a collaborate.
Interesting.
So you can just hit collaborate with.
I like that.
Yeah.
So it'd be good, especially for, like, if you guys are,
I don't know if
the posting for Girls Boss Up, or Girl Boss Up, but, like, let's say, Courtney, if you're making a post and you want to, tag one of Sammy or Kayla as a collaborator. So basically, if you tag, let's say you tag Sammy as a collaborator, people on Sammy's page will see that your post was, and they'll be able to, so you're introducing people to your stuff. Just like if you collaborate, you know, with yourself, like I have a personal page and I collaborate with my photography page, you know, people will see both. So, definitely a good tool to have.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I love that. Thank you, Sean.
Yeah, those are some good little tidbits.
Mm-hmm. Y'all are getting tips in here now. Mm-hmm.
I know, that was one of the biggest things that we wanted to bring to this podcast, because we could sit here and talk all day long about business and random stuff, and we could sit here, but we really wanted to bring in value and someone that, you know, whether it's each week or every other week or however often we have a guest, but just constantly bringing in someone new that people can learn from, and including us, because
I'm getting more people's names out there. Super important.
Yeah, right. Most definitely supporting the other boss babes. Yeah. The other bosses.
Bosses, not just boss babes.
I got you, Sean.
Isn't it kind of ironic that the first guest on the Girl Boss Up podcast is a guy? I mean, you should feel honored, Sean.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, I'm very honored. You know, Courtney, when you first said, hey, I want you to be a guest on our podcast, this is my first time doing a podcast. And, you know, y'all kind of inspired me to, like, I told you guys, hey, at the coffee shop, I'm like, you know what? I need to start doing podcasting, you know, something my little brother and I were talking about. And people told me all the time, like, you should have your own radio station, or you should do a podcast. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, as you know, all of us entrepreneurs, we still struggle with the whole perfection and I want to do it and this and that. But you guys, are you fixing something? I see a bunch of fingers. There we go. You know, essentially, it's just, you know, you guys always hear me say, do the damn thing. Courtney hears me say it. You got girls hear me say it. Just being able to just go out and just do it, execute, and make that post or leave that job or whatever the case is, just go out and do it. So don't look back.
You were definitely, even when we're talking about it, before we actually got it started, you were always one of our people that we knew we wanted to get on here. So
definitely, you inspired us.
So happy we actually got you up on here.
Yes. I'm glad that we make the time work. And so I know we all got busy lives and stuff like that, but you know, when, you know, you guys asked me, I was like, you know what, I want to be able to, number one, support you guys, you know, and two, just, you know, to inspire other people, you know, that's listening on here. And it's like, you know what, I've been teeter-tottering with this or that, or, you know what, I'm starting a, I don't know, I'm like looking at my room, like at random stuff. I want to start my own drink company. I don't know. And just go out there and just execute. Like you guys said earlier, ask people out for coffee. You know, hey, would you like to come and meet me for an hour of coffee? Coffee's on me, right? You know, coffee's going to cost you, what, $5-6? But the value piece you'll get in that hour is very, 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 very good. And that can set you to go to the next level. Okay, cool. I talked to Courtney for an hour about her company, and I really love what I'm hearing. you know, and who knows, maybe that it leads to other avenues or leads you to finally execute that button and start your business. So
100%. Yeah. I seen an Instagram post on that, like, would you rather go to dinner with Kanye West or get $100 million or $100,000 or something like that? And someone was like, Kanye West, because I can pick his brain about how rich he is and how he got there, you know? Like, that's, you're never going to sit with him ever again. I'd rather talk his brain out.
Knowledge is powerful.
No, for
and
real.
And valuable.
Yeah.
It's true. I think, you know, you guys talk about value, and that's something also is that you want to, number one, know your value, right? You know, people, you know, stick to your guns when people ask you, what's your price? You know, the good old, I get a DM, how much for your session? And I tell them, and it's like, well, I got to talk to my spouse. You know, that's, and I've been in sales for a long time. That's usually a no, or like they got sticker shocked by their price, right? And, you know,
that's,
I think
that's my favorite excuse. I use it all the time. I'm like, oh, I have to talk to my husband.
Oh my gosh.
But, so, you know, yeah, I can confirm that.
When I started, I used to slice my prices down, like, oh, you know what? I don't want you to leave. I'll take $100 off, like just off the bat, right? And, you know, when you're starting out, you want to build your clientele. But now it's like when you reach the point, know your value and stick to your guns. Yeah. You know, this is my going to be X, Y, and Z. And then if they say, sorry, I can't afford that, or, you know, it's not what I'm looking for, hey, no worries. I totally understand it. You know, let me refer you to a couple other people. I'm not sure their prices. So at least you're still serving them. And who knows? Maybe they say no, and the next day they're like, hey, you know what? I'm ready to purchase, or I'm ready to commit, you know, and get that buy-in. So stick to your guns. That's my mission statement for fellow entrepreneurs.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's
because, and the thing too is being consistent. So like if you're giving one person a deal and you're not giving their friend a deal, you know what I mean?
You
or something like that.
You may not even know they know each other. Exactly. It's a super small world.
Yeah, and like, you just have to be very careful with that, because, you know, then all of a sudden this person's mad because you charge them $50 more or $100 more, even though that might be your price. They know someone who got it for, you know, $75 or something. You know what I mean? And there's always that. So unless it's like, you know, a close person to you, I've always tried to like stay very firm with my prices, because before it was very easy for me to go, oh, I'll just give you that for, you know, $15. It's fine. Or, you know, whatever. But it's like there comes a point when you can't do that for everybody.
Yeah.
Anymore.
And a lot of times too, when you do give someone a discount, they will go to expect a discount
the
for further
time.
Times
yes,
that they
that
come
too.
Into service with you. So it's best to just
keep it
strict.
Yeah.
That way they know. There's no confusion.
Yeah.
They know what the prices is, and they
because
want it, they'll come.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Definitely.
Especially too with friends and family. You know, like Sammy, you just said that. Like everybody wants the hookup. Like, hey, like I'm your, you know, your boy's friend
or third cousin.
You know, you're my cousin. Like, you know, hook it up, right? It's like you just said it. We can't give hookups left and right. We're not going to make any money. We're not going to live.
Mm-hmm.
But also too is align yourself with people that are going to support your business. Okay, if they're not going to pay full pop, okay, maybe they share your post, or they, you know, are your like ambassador, and they're sharing all your social media posts, and they're tagging you left and right. Hey, go support my girl. Go support my boy. He's running a special or this and that.
Yeah,
you know,
that's totally different, and that's always good to do too. Is when you, you know. Here, I'll give you this, you know, for half off or whatever, but you're going to be like my promoter.
I seen this post and it was like, your friends and family will pay full price to someone that they don't know for the service, but they expect for you to do it for free.
Right.
And that, like, that stuck out to me because I'm like, that's true. Like, that's 100% true.
That's
like, if you weren't doing it and they were going to, like, if I say I didn't do lashes and they were going to someone else for lashes, they would be paying full price. You know what I'm saying?
That's true, Sam.
But they expect it for free. No.
Sam, what are you trying to say right now?
What?
I'm just kidding. I feel like she's harping on us right now.
Like dodging bullets.
I'm not
right
throwing
like,
them. I'm just saying.
Like, all right, see ya, and then like,
No, it's just a very true statement, you know?
No,
you should,
it is, though.
You should want to support your friends and family more than you'd want to support some random person.
Right, yes.
You know?
You're going to go out there and you're going to tag Target or, you know,
right?
Gucci. You know, in your post or whatever the case is, but, you know, it takes 2 seconds to reshare a post, right? Hey, could you share my post? I'm doing a special mini sessions, or I'm running 50% off on my merchandise or whatever, especially right now with the holiday season. And I want to touch on that. I just did an Instagram post earlier where about boundaries, you know, and it's very important as business owners to set your boundaries. You know, number one, your office hours. You know, my online, you know, DM email is from 8 to 5. If you get something after, I will respond the next day, right? Or whatever it may look like. I was talking to a couple business owners, and that's been a common thing right now, especially the holidays. Like, I get it. We get it as business owners that, you know, you want, you know, hey, I want it now. Oh my gosh, I want to wear that sweater this weekend or that t-shirt. And so, but then on the flip side is, as a consumer, our clients and customers, we love you all to death, but you also need to respect us and our boundaries. We all have personal lives outside of our business.
Right, we're humans too. We're not robots.
We you know, have spouses, boyfriends, girlfriends, or families, or, you know, I just want to sit in bed and watch Netflix all day, or whatever the case is, right? We all have personal lives that we are definitely more, you know, we deserve it. You know, we work our asses off, and, you know, a lot of us small business owners are one person shop. We're doing the whole thing. We're doing everything from, you know, the social media to creating the content to this and that and everything and then some. So, you know, just as we get into the holiday season, it's very important that you just be nice and be courteous to the small businesses and the employees. You know, we're all going through it. You know, everybody's busy. There's back orders. There's supplies is low on a lot of things. So you just have to be patient with, you know, the business, especially small businesses. You know, if turnaround time for a sweater is 6 to 8 weeks, no reason to get mad and start cussing them out or go on Instagram and create some nasty posts. Yeah. Just understand, you know, if we had it our way, our turnaround time would be the next day.
Yeah.
But
And some things are out of our control.
Yeah.
Like, we can only control so much.
Yeah. Yeah, most exactly. Definitely.
We cannot control this pandemic and a, you know,
ships like, just sitting with everything on it.
I can't move.
I feel like besides Amazon, everything else it's that I get shipped, or it gone. Takes yes. way longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My Prime still works though.
No, for real. Amazon was the plug.
Amazon is Prime is my BFF. Yeah. Oh, that God. And Target delivery.
Amazon, we love you.
I'm set for life. I don't need to go anywhere ever again.
Yeah, for real.
I'm good. Well, thank you for coming on, Sean, and thank you for taking the time to talk with us and being on our podcast.
Yeah, this was amazing. This was awesome. And picking your brain, that was great. Getting notes down, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you just do, we have one more question for you, Sean.
Go for it.
We need to hear the Batman voice.
I knew it was coming.
Let's do it.
I knew it was coming. You know, I thought it would be the first question that you all asked.
I saved the best for last.
Right.
Best for last. So, as you listeners are tuning in, you know, I have an obsession with Batman. You know, Christian Bale is my favorite Batman. And then it goes Michael Keaton, then Ben Affleck. I don't really care for the other ones, but Robert Pattinson is going to kill it as Batman. Y'all haven't seen the new trailer. I should get hired by Warner Brothers because I'm doing a tag for them right now, or a little punchline, whatever you want to call it. So I am going to do the Christian Bale Batman impression. Right. So let me warm up a little bit, get the blood flowing a little bit. Let's see. All right. Hey, everybody. I'm Batman. Have you seen the Joker? He took my Batmobile. All I have now is my Prius, and I don't even like my Prius because it doesn't run on gas.
You have to say girl boss up in the Batman.
Yes! Yes! Finish it off.
All right, I'm going to do a commercial real quick.
All right.
Tune in each week where Girls Boss Up will talk about everything from business to girl stuff and to other girl stuff, and maybe, I don't know, do makeup and some other kind of stuff like that. So, Girl Boss Up, tune in every week. Because Batman says so.
We have to make
the Batman says so. Yes. Thank you, Sean. That was awesome. We love that.
Alrighty. Well, we can't wait to post this episode next
time. Yes. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Fire. Yes.
Alrighty, Sean. Thank you so much.
Have a good
night. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Yeah. And sleep.
Alright. We'll see you later.
Bye, Sean. Okay. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that podcast with Sean.
Yes.
It was amazing.
I hope you guys learned some stuff from him and just appreciate what he does. He's amazing.
Or on your notes. Always make sure to pen and paper next to you when you listen to us, guys, because we got some tips for you.
Little tidbits. Yeah, I'm glad we were able to have him on and go over multiple subjects that he's very successful in and was able to kind of give us a little
bit more. That was awesome for our first interview.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And stay tuned for the next one, y'all.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We're so excited. We're going to have a guest on the next one, too. So
yeah, we have exciting things coming.
We want to keep the newness and the info and the goodies coming to you.
Yeah. And we want to introduce you guys to all these amazing entrepreneurs that we know.
Because
we have
met so many. Like, literally, if we were to ask all of the people we've met over the last year, even.
We would have the year filled up with interviews.
So, yeah. Stay tuned, all of you.
Yeah.
Literally, stay tuned on our Instagram, girl. Yeah. Period. Boss up.
Yep. We're going to post updates, questions, all kinds of stuff.
Stay tuned on our stories.
You guys are always welcome to shoot us with questions that you want us to address in our next episode.
Yes.
Even if we don't ask for them, just ask us because we want to give you guys what you want, the answers you guys want.
So. Yes. So exciting.
Yay.
Alrighty. Well, we will talk to you guys next week.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
All right, girl.
Boss up.